Welcome to Cozy One Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mom of the girls, and I wanted to talk about unrealistic mom pressure that some moms put on each other, society put on moms, and companies put on moms. And it has to come to a stop because the pressure moms get from social media, family, and companies to show up and be a certain way is ridiculous. After we used our bodies to create life and give birth, how dare anyone tell us anything? Okay. Can you create life? No. So how dare you tell me what I need to do now that I created something that you cannot create? So today I'm discussing 15 unrealistic mom pressures we have to kill. Welcome to Cozy One Podcast. 15, if you cannot breastfeed for whatever reason, maybe medically, maybe it's just not working, maybe that baby won't latch, you already went to the latch nurse, it's not happening, or you're just uncomfortable, fuck it. Get the formula. Stop feeling like you're less than a mom because what's nutritious is not coming out of your boobies. For that baby. Is that baby safe? Is that baby clean? Is that baby well fed from formula that you purchased that is very fucking expensive? Yes? You're doing a great job. Move on, okay? 14. This idea of being snatched a week after going through birth, whether it's a C-section or vaginally, girl, please, I could have died trying to bring another life into this world, and I didn't, and I made it, especially as a Black woman. We are the highest ethnicity of women in the U.S. to die trying to bring life into this world. And we are treated the poorest by hospitals in this system when it comes to our bodies with medical care. So this idea of I'm trying to look for abs and a flat stomach and be nice and smooth and approved by society as she looks good even as a mom. Fuck y'all. And when I say fuck y'all, it's fuck society and anybody that thinks a woman is supposed to look appealing and sexy after she just gave birth. You will be appealing and sexy to who thinks you are appealing and sexy, period. It doesn't matter about the fact that you just gave birth last week and your belly is still going down. Some women give birth and their belly goes right down. Some women give birth and it still looks like they're pregnant. How dare you have anything to say about a woman's body after she gave birth? Audacity. 13. Making motherhood look easy. If you cannot make motherhood look easy, great. If you make motherhood look easy, great. Is motherhood easy? No. So are you upset because you can't fake the funk? Don't be. Okay? It is not Halloween. This is not a costume. I am a mom every day. Sometimes I make mom-ing look easy. Some days I look a mess. Some days I don't even put on clothes. Some days I smell like vomit. Some days I don't even know whose shirt this is. You know what I'm saying? Some days are just going to be those days. Stop thinking you have to make momming look easy like you have it all together if you don't have it all together. Your mom still doesn't have it all together and you're a grown up. Okay? Your dad still doesn't have it all together and all of the children are out the house. What is the excuse now? This reality of having it all together while you have these little beings that need you constantly? Throw it away, please. Throw it away. 12. Work as if your kids do not exist so you're not a quote-unquote jobs issue. Fuck that job. That job will replace you whenever they see convenient. Most people today are getting replaced by a computer called AI to do a job because jobs pick computer and flooding their pockets over what people need. even if they're knowledgeable about the job. And I work in insurance, and there's a lot of jobs and departments that are going to be taken over by AI because they value their pockets over people. Fuck that job. Okay. 11, fill your schedule with kid shit and forget yourself. I do not agree. I don't care what you say. I refuse. I will not fill my schedule with kid shit and forget about myself and not care about how I feel and not care about what my wants are and not care about my desires and not care about my other things that I love that I find purpose in. I refuse to put myself on the back burner because I have children. We gonna have all the things together. I'm gonna take care of you while I do me. I'm gonna take care of you while I work and provide. I'm gonna take care of you while I have a relationship with a man. Yes, do I feel like I could do it all? No, but I could do what I can do. Women have to stop putting themselves on a back burner because society says, oh, you're a mom now. This is just what you do. Fathers don't forget their wants and their desires when they become fathers. So why should we? Not doing it. 10, comparing yourself to other moms. Please do not. You know how many people are faking for social media? You know how many people are drowning in debt for what social media is supposed to look like? You know how many people are paying people to make their social media look like a life that they're living that they're not living? You know how many people have kids and can't stand their kids? So please, stop comparing yourself to moms that you see. Stop comparing yourself to what celebrities have as moms. This whole idea of this push gift started with celebrities getting gifts from their other wealthy partners because they gave birth. If your partner is not a celebrity, if your partner is not wealthy, why are you expecting a Birkin bag because you pushed out a baby? Is it an accomplishment? Yes. But it's not going to come with a new Ferrari. It's not going to come with a Burberry diaper bag. Put that baby shit in a backpack. It works just fine. Like, let's be serious. Okay? 9. Thinking a baby will bring y'all together or keep adults put. Babies do not keep adults. Babies do not get you a wedding ring. That is something of a past. That is a feeling and an urge that men of the past had in a different decade to say, oh, I got this woman pregnant. I need to do the quote unquote right thing and marry her. Whole time he had no wants to respect her in the way of a wife. No efforts needed. He just wanted to do the quote unquote right thing. Fuck that. If you really don't want to get married to a woman or you really don't want to get married to a man, don't. If y'all have a kid together and y'all got to keep the kid, cool. Get on the same page about how you want to raise that kid, what you value for that kid, what you'll prioritize for that kid. Be realistic with yourselves. I do not feel like if I have a man's baby that I really care about that that's going to keep us in a relationship. It hasn't. It won't. Okay, and if you are a man out here thinking you're going to get a woman pregnant so you can keep her in your life, that's a stupid idea. If you are a woman out here thinking you're going to get pregnant for a man so you can have dibs on him, that's a stupid idea. Okay, no child wants to be between two adults who really didn't want to have that child in the first place. Okay, don't be spiteful between two people and have a child in the middle. That is unfair, not nice, slightly wicked. Okay. 8. 3 cups of coffee is the cure for getting through your day. No, it is not. And what's so crazy is most moms who overindulge in coffee often have issues with anxiety, often cannot sleep and get the proper rest that they need to. And they end up having heart issues, which leads to worse issues because, of course, you're stressing behind what you're doing in your motherhood. So don't overindulge in coffee to get your energy. Eat raw. If you're feeling low energy, go to fruits, go to veggies. If you're feeling low energy, up your water. If you're feeling low energy, put yourself on a bedtime for at least 2 weeks. I promise you, coffee is not going to fix it. 7. I just kind of explained this. But eating healthy one day will eventually happen. No, it won't. Not if you don't make the decision. Listen, it's a battle when I go in that grocery store. Do I have enough money to get the things that I want? Yes. Should I get the things that I want? No. Because the things that I want are not going to show up on me in the best way. Would I like to sit down and eat a whole bag of Oreos? Yes. Should I? No. Is it unhealthy? Yes. That cream in the middle is not really the cream that you think. All right? So I purposely go out my way to buy fruit. I purposely go out my way to buy walnuts. I purposely go out my way to buy skinless chicken and clean it and marinate that thing and put half in the freezer and put half in the fridge. So in my mind, I know I spent the money. I already seasoned the meat. I just need to cook the meat. I don't need to spend more money. Okay? Discipline thyself. All right? If you don't make a decision to eat healthier, your body won't magically get healthier. It's a decision not to eat what the kids are eating. It's a decision not to buy another case of soda. It's a decision not to overindulge in pasta. Did I have pasta for dinner tonight? Yes. But did I give the kids more than I ate? Yes. Am I going to eat a salad on the side? Yes. Okay? Because those are the decisions we have to make if we really want to get better. 6, living with family is annoying, but it's less pressure to show up today for you and a baby. If you cannot afford to live on your own and you have family that will take you in, who will allow you to live there, and you don't have to have that overhead pressure, do it. Do not get prideful and say, no, I want my own space. I don't care what I have to do. I don't care if I have to struggle. A lot of y'all are not built for the type of struggle 2026 requires. I'm gonna say that one more time. And this is no shade to the moms today, but a lot of y'all are not built for the type of struggle 2026 requires of a mom. Okay? Daycare is a lot more. Apartments are a lot more. Baby food is a lot more. Baby clothes is a lot more. They're growing like crazy. The deposits for light, gas, water is a lot higher. You'll drown just trying to keep up with the bare minimum. So if you have family that will show up for you, that will give you a space so you can plan and stack, do so. Stop worrying about the fact that you always got to hear noise or they always got people over. Go to your room with your baby and plan and make it work. All right. 5. You can say out loud, motherhood equals happiness and success, but that will be a lie. Okay? Motherhood does not equal happiness and success because it doesn't. And most of the time, motherhood is full of a lot of sometimes feelings. Sometimes you feel like dealing with that kid. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes you want to go to the park with that kid and just have a day. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes you want to spend time playing with that kid today. Sometimes you don't. A lot of times you don't want to hear your name called. At least I didn't. Okay? Do you love those kids? Yes. But most of the time, kids feel like a consequence for brown liquor and temporary feelings. And that is the real on that. Okay? 4, go ahead and grieve the kind of mom you thought you was going to be because you are not her. You are who you are. Be that. Stop trying to live an illusion of what you thought you would be in motherhood. Maybe later on, you will become that mom. But right now, you are not her. Right now, this is not her time. Right now, you are on a different type of time where you got to be a different type of mom in order to get to the mom you would like to be. Okay? And sometimes it is a better relationship that allows you to be the mom you've always wanted to be. Someone who comes into your life and doesn't add to your plate, but figures out a way to take off things off your plate so you can relax. So you can... Psst. I'm just gonna pop in and say this. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast. I hope you're enjoying the show. Just so you know, the best way to support this podcast is to go to shambipodden.com. Check out all the other podcasts. And if you're interested in merchandise or books, there is a shop link on that website where you can go to the shop and buy merch, or you could purchase some books, or you can just share the link of the show with someone that you know. The best thing about Bonfire, who goes ahead and they drop ship that merch, is it's the easiest way to get your merchandise, get your tracking. You can return up to 90 days. Any shipping option that you need, they have it. They ship pretty fast, and the fabrics are really great. If you like bucket hats, they got it. If you like mugs, they got it. If you like t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, whatever you like, they got it. But I appreciate y'all for supporting this show. The website is shambipodden.com. If you would like to buy merch, it's on www.bonfire.com/store/theshambipodden spot. And the link is in the show notes. Now back to the show. Can have grace, so you can have more patience, so you can show up more for children. And sometimes that person never comes and your life just gets easier, whether it's your salary gets bigger, you move, you have better friends, better family in your life, and your child gets older and the needs are less, and you found your balance, okay? You found how to ride this mom bike, and I'm so happy that you did it. But stop waiting for this mom that you thought you would be to appear and just be the mom you need to be for right now. 3, my mom did it, so can I. Okay? Your mom probably did it at a different time where she was allowed to have a different type of village and gas was not $4 a gallon. And you were not working 40 hours per week. Okay? And rushing through lights in order to get to a daycare before they start charging you $1 per minute. Different times, sis. Let's be realistic. What our moms did was what they could do. What we could do today is very different. It costs a bit more. 2, lack of self-care is neglect. Sometimes, and this is my honest opinion, your kid has to wait so you can get right, so you can be balanced, so you can feel good about yourself, so you can be good for everybody else. Sometimes. Not all the time. But sometimes. And 1, you will never be perfect. I'm going to say that one more time. You will never be perfect. And this is a true statement. But you can do your best. You can be honest. You can show effort. And you can love that child through it. And as long as you do those things, I promise you, it'll get better. Okay? Because I've had those days where I'm just like, this is trash. I hate doing this. I hate being needed. Now it's not that bad. Now, like, the kids are a bit more efficient, self-efficient. They can do things. I have space. They have their own space. They have their own personality. They listen a bit more. They stay away from me more hours during the week. I don't feel guilty about it. They're getting an education. They're on honor roll. They're beautiful. They're smart. They're witty. So it gets better. You just gotta move through it. Okay? Take everything I said. Think it over. I'm not gonna lie to you. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast. I just wanted to be honest, okay? In motherhood, there's so many books, there's so many authors, there's so many doctors and psychiatrists and other moms and grandmas giving you advice all over the place. The reality is, a mom that's going to keep it real with you is going to keep it real with you, and I ain't one of those, okay? Now, motherhood is not the same for everybody, but I just want the ones that feel like they're doomed, don't feel like you're doomed. You're not. Okay? Find me at shambypodden.com, at shambypodden on social media, at the CZYWMB pod or podcast on IG or Twitter. I appreciate you. Don't be afraid to share the show, like the show, subscribe to the show. Find me on YouTube, Shannon Pods. The link is in the show notes. And you could also donate to the show, and I appreciate it. Thank you so much for listening. I love you.